would, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 26. Numbers chapter 26. We're only going to be a few verses in Numbers 26 today. But while we are there, I just want to say that you're always participating, whether you realize it or not, when we come together to worship. It might not feel like it. It might feel like you're an audience member, but you are participating in the worship of God through how you take in the word, how you're taking notes, how you're responding through prayer, how you're responding with singing. But later on in the service, I'm going to ask for more active vocal participation. So just be ready for that toward the end of service. And it would be remiss of me if I did not say Happy New Year, if I have not seen you since the turning of the year. May the Lord bless you this new year. In order to help with showing how I want you to be blessed this new year, I've adapted some prayers and blessings recorded by Paul, and I've adapted them to apply to you as part of Grace Community Baptist Church. May the Lord strengthen you according to the apostolic gospel and its proclamation, as you realize the secret of Christ hidden for ages, but now revealed and made known by the prophetic scriptures, so that your faith advances forward among the nations. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and may peace come to you as you follow God's standard of new creation. May the God of peace sanctify every aspect of your life this year. May your love for the Lord be undying in 2020. May you approve the things that are best, so that you show yourselves as pure and blameless throughout this calendar year. May God open the door for you to share the word of Christ, making most of the time you have with those who do not yet know Jesus, having gracious, winsome speech among them. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way throughout this year. May you be generous and store up for yourselves heavenly treasure. May the Lord give you the faith to finish the race set out for you this year. May your faith produce abundant fruit of good deeds consistent with your profession of faith in Jesus. Grace be with you all. It is a new year, and the Lord shows himself as faithful throughout the turning of the years, and his grace remains consistent and faithful toward us. Let's pray, and then we'll get into our text. Lord, you are faithful, and you are gracious. If it were not for Christ, we would have no hope. Lord, we need your provision today. We need your provision every single day. We don't always acknowledge that. We don't always look back and say how wonderful it is to see how you have provided for us. But Lord, you provided a day for us today and a text for us today to help us to see that and to realize that. I pray that your spirit would be at work amongst us to lead us to gratitude and to an increase in our faith. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So we're going to have the first four verses of the chapter, and then we'll skip down to verse 51, and then you'll see from there. Starting in verse 1. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, take a census of the entire Israelite community by their ancestral families, of those 20 years old or more who can serve in Israel's army. So Moses and the priest Eleazar said to them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan across from Jericho, take a census of those 20 years old or more, as the Lord had commanded Moses and the Israelites who came out of the land of Egypt. These registered Israelite men numbered 601,730. The Lord spoke to Moses, the land is to be divided among them as an inheritance based on the number of names. Moving on to verse 54. Increase the inheritance for a large tribe and decrease it for a small one. Each is to be given its inheritance according to those who were registered in it. The land is to be divided by lot. They will receive an inheritance according to the names of their ancestral tribes. Each inheritance will be divided by lot among the larger and smaller tribes. Now we're going to skip down to verse 63. These were the ones registered by Moses and the priest Eleazar when they registered the Israelites on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. And among them there was not one of those who had been registered by Moses and the priest Aaron when they registered the Israelites in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said to them that they would all die in the wilderness. None of them was left except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. All right, so I'll cut straight to the point for today's text. The Lord remains faithful to keep his promises. He remains gracious to his people. So today, for Grace Community Baptist Church, this is the day to look back and count the Lord's blessings to us in Christ in 2019. The Israelites, they could look back and see that God had made a promise to Abraham, a promise that the Lord would keep. Let me read this to you from Genesis chapter 15. We're going to be in verse 5 and then 13 through 16. God took Abraham outside and said, "Look at the sky and count the stars, if you are able to count them." Then he said to him, "Your offspring will be that numerous." Then the Lord said to Abram, "Know this for certain, your offspring will be resident aliens for 400 years in a land that does not belong to them and will be enslaved and oppressed. However, I will judge the nation they serve, and afterward they will go out with many possessions. But you will go to your fathers in peace and be buried at a good old age. In the fourth generation, they will return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites has not yet reached its full measure." Now, after he promises him that, there's something strange that happens within this passage, this ritual, that shows the seriousness of the covenant that God made to Abram at that point in time. God had Abram gather some animals together, some animals that we would later see in the law as being clean animals used for sacrifice. And he says, "Look, cut these animals in half and then spread them apart where there's a walkway between them." And so he does that, and then he waits, and he waits. And then some vultures come down and think, "Hey, this is an easy lunch. Maybe I'll grab some of that." Abram like shoos them off. It's like, "No, God has a purpose for these animals. Get away from them." And then he waits. And then the sun starts to set, and we read this from Genesis chapter 15. "When the sun had set and it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch appeared and passed between the divided animals. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, 'I give this land to your offspring from the brook of Egypt to the great river, the Euphrates River, the land of the Kenites, Kenizzites, Kadmonites, Hethites, Perizzites, Rephaim, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites.'" So God symbolized himself through this fire pot and through this torch as passing through these animals. Now, you might not get the imagery that's going on there. You might just think this is really weird and gross because they're just animals that are lying and their carcasses are right there. But what's going on is that God symbolizes himself and says, "Look, Abram, you're not walking through this covenant ceremony. I am. I'm going to make a promise to you, and I'm going to keep it." You see, what's being said is when he passes through those animals like that, is saying, if I fail to keep my promise and this covenant, may what happened to these animals happen to me. God will never lie. God will never fail to keep his promises. Now, in our passage today, we read a number, all right? That number was 601,730. You can write that down, 601,730. There's a comma after the one, all right? 601,730. Now, if you were to look back at Numbers chapter 1, verse 46, you see at the conclusion of Moses and Aaron taking a census. So they count all these tribes up. The Levites are not included in either of these censuses. These are men who are able to fight in the army that are age 20 or older. In Numbers chapter 1, verse 46, that number is 603,550. That's less than 2,000 men total in difference between all the different tribes. Dennis Cole points out that this closeness in numbers between the two censuses shows God's providence for his people. in his covenant faithfulness to persist, which persists in spite of physical obstacles, spiritual failures, and harsh judgment on the people for their sin. God's faithfulness and providence persist. Now, as people who are representatives of the new covenant, of new creation, we live among a people who do not recognize Christ as king. So we can look back, just as the Israelites looked back, and they could look back to the promise of Abram, that God made to Abram, as they're about to enter into the land, we can say we are surrounded by people who walk in darkness, who do not recognize Christ as king. And we can say, not back to the promise of Abraham, but back to the promise of the Father to the Son, even before time began, as recorded by the psalmist in Psalm 2, 7 through 8. You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance and the ends of the earth your possession. That is the promise that the Father has made to the Son, according to Hebrews, as it's looking back at the Psalms. So we can say that the nations ultimately belong to Christ. We can see that, according to John in Revelation, that as we go about following Christ and making disciples, that he will one day bring about a realization of this promise in such a way that people from every tribe and tongue and language will be surrounding the throne and praising Christ our King. The promises for God and Christ that you experience and realize this year are for you to point people back to Christ and his greatness and his goodness and his glory. You contribute the promises you realize back to God's faithfulness. So later today, as you look back about what God has done in your life in 2019 to bring about the blessings, for you to realize the blessings that are yours in Christ, maybe you can look back through your picture-saving apps. Maybe you have Amazon Photos or Google Photos. Or maybe you can look back through your, if you have a physical checkbook still, your physical checkbook or your checkbook software. Maybe you can scroll through your personal non-email, non-work email account and look back at all these things and say, what joys did I experience in 2019? How has the Lord blessed me this past year in a way that I wanted to be able to share with others? The temporal blessings that you're blessed with are supposed to point back to the eternal spiritual blessings that are yours in Christ that can never be taken away. Look back at your hardships, even, as you look through those things. See how the Lord has been faithful to carry you through them this far. Look even back at your sins and shortcomings as you're looking through those. Look at your texts that you should never have sent, your emails that you should never have pushed send for, the words you never should have said, the things that you never should have looked at, the prayers in your journal confessing what you should not have done. See how the Lord forgave you, how he has grace for you. Maybe it's that it's a reminder that actually there's still need for repentance. Maybe it's that you need to go to someone else and say, you know what, I've done wrong. Please forgive me. In all these things, look and see that the Lord did not give to you what you deserved at that time. See that the Lord's kindness, shown to us by means of Christ our substitute, is meant to lead us to repentance. But today is also a day to look forward to God keeping his promise in this year and the years to come. So what we're doing is we're looking back, we're looking forward, and all these things we're looking up and acknowledging God in all of them. Now, even though the people of Israel, they were assured, hey, look, you're going to go into the land and you're going to inherit this land. It's going to be yours. Even though they were assured that, they still had to go and fight. They still had to enter in. Now, they would win, but the victory would not be theirs. When they won, it would be because God was victorious. It's because God fought on their behalf. Not because they were great warriors, not because they were the most trained military on earth, but because God was going before them and fighting on behalf of them. They only had to be faithful by following him in whatever way he said, and he would lead them. Now, in our passage today, as you can look, this is, now we're back in Numbers 26, if you flipped elsewhere. The Lord begins dividing the land for the different tribes through Moses, making sure everyone had what they needed. This is them looking forward by faith in what's going to happen that they have not yet realized. Starting in verse 52, the Lord spoke to Moses, "The land is to be divided among them as an inheritance based on the number of names. Increase the inheritance for a large tribe and decrease it for a small one. Each is to be given its inheritance according to those who were registered in it. The land is to be divided by lot. They will receive an inheritance according to the names of their ancestral tribes. Each inheritance will be divided by lot among the larger and smaller tribes." The Lord makes sure you have what you need in order to follow him. If there was a tribe that was expected to have more and then they've decreased, well, then you're not going to give them more than they need when you be taking from another tribe. The Lord is able to give to you what you need to follow him in this year. And the Lord is not done with you. Just as they were at the entrance into the promised land, we as Christians have followed Christ to this point, but we're not home yet. We know that everything belongs to the Lord, but we're still sojourners in this world. We still are treated as strangers and aliens walking through this land where people don't recognize Christ as king when he rightfully should be recognized as such. So we are preparing ourselves now and asking the Lord prepare us for our entrance into our eternal home with Christ. We look forward to the new heavens and new earth inaugurated by Christ. We look forward to when all things will be set right. We look forward to when the corruptible is swallowed up by the incorruptible. Until then, we must fight. We must fight in a way that requires greater strength and resilience than the use of metal swords and shields, of wooden clubs and bats. To live for Christ and to make him known in this world in 2020 requires grace that works itself out by faith working itself out in love. It requires joy that remains even through hardship. It requires peace that surpasses natural understanding. The battles you'll face will take patience with others that you do not want to be patient with. The kindness you must show is needed to reflect the kindness of God in your life. The goodness that the Spirit works in you is to be shown in your ethics as you decide how to live among a people walking in darkness. Your fight is won by faithfulness. Faithfulness to the Lord, to his people, to your family, and to your commitments. As you interact with others in this battle to live for the Lord, you are to treat them with gentleness. And you'll need the self-control enabled by the Spirit and the Word so that you honor the Lord by saying no to sin and yes to righteousness, even when no one's looking. The Lord has promised to build his church. And he has spoken through John to let us know that that will reach all nations, just as the Father has promised to the Son. All we need to do is follow him. Not across the River Jordan, but across rivers and oceans and even across the street to your neighbor. And as we do so, let's praise the Lord for his faithfulness, showing gratitude instead of a bad attitude. Earlier, Stephen read Psalm 145, and let's let Psalm 145 lead us into a time of praising God as we look back at his faithfulness in 2019 and look forward to his work through us in 2020. So go ahead and turn to Psalm 145. I'm going to read that to you, and then afterward, we're just going to spend some time as a body praising the Lord, just as the Spirit leads you to voice a praise to our God after we read through this, according to what he's done, according to what he's going to do, as he shows himself faithful. Then please spend that time sharing with the rest of the body. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and is highly praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wondrous works. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The faithful will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all peoples of your mighty acts and of the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him and all who call out to him with integrity. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them. The Lord guards all those who love him, but destroys all the wicked. My mouth will declare the Lord's praise. Let every living thing bless his holy name forever and ever. Let's start off with a time where we're praising the Lord, according to Psalm 145, where we declare the Lord's praises for what he's done for us in 2019. And then we'll move into a time after that of how we're appealing to the Lord for what we need from him in 2020, while also recognizing his goodness and his faithfulness through all things. So let's start off with praising him. As you feel led by the Spirit, voice it out loud for the rest of us to hear of how the Lord has blessed you in 2019 and how you want to praise him for that.